The music of Christmas takes us far away places as we learn that in Christ there is no east, there is no west, in him no south or north. All who gather at the manger find that the noisy babble of hate and prejudice seem to melt into a joyous anthem of praise and wonder for the child born Prince of Peace. Shepherds kneel with kings and angels, blend their voices with the songs of the earth as all of creation is united in worship and adoration.
Hear the word of the Lord. The Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. The nations on every shore will worship him, everyone in his own land. The glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
Oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appears.
Desire of nations find.
from the smallest village to the largest city, from the coasts of Africa to the snowy peaks of the Rockies, from the islands of the Pacific to the continents of the hemispheres, let the nations be glad and rejoice, for everyone, everywhere, Christ comes to you.
The anticipation of Christ's birth can be heard in Africa, as children march up and down the streets shouting, "Christ is coming! Christ is coming! He is near!" In Venezuela, firecrackers explode and bells ring to call worshipers from their beds in the wee hours before dawn. And we begin tonight's program with French carols. Our word Christmas comes from the French word Noël. A most important symbol of French Christmas is the creche, or manger scene, a family treasure that is often handed down from generation to generation.
French carols are also known as Noëls. At first, they were solemn hymns, but later on, many became more lively and festive. Joyful processions are often led throughout the streets by fife players and drummers, calling everyone to celebrate the newborn king. And tonight, we join the processional.
Thank you.
music remains an important part of the Christmas celebration all around the world. In Wales, people gather in the public square on Christmas, where the Carol of the Year is announced. In Austria, trumpeters climb to the church towers and trumpet carols to call the faithful to worship at midnight mass.
Christmas in Germany is filled with tradition and wonder, a country that has shared so many of its traditions with the world. It was in Germany where the custom of decorating a Christmas tree began. Other traditions include gingerbread houses, candy canes, advent calendars, nutcrackers, and many more. But perhaps its greatest contribution to Christmas is the beloved carol, Silent Night.
This year marks the 200th anniversary of this German carol. It was on a quiet Christmas Eve in a snowy Austrian village in 1818 that Franz Gruber composed Silent Night, Holy Night, at this setting for Joseph Moore's text, written a couple of years prior. This carol remains a beautiful reminder of the peace of God for all the world.
In the snow, thy roses sleeping.
join us in singing the joyful call of the angels to worship Christ, the newborn King. May we stand together and sing.
from the book of Luke, hear again the story of the glorious first Christmas. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. And all went to be enrolled, each to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. For he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And so it was that while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, for there was no room for them at the inn. And in that region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men."
Yugoslavia, every household has a Christmas crib. Each season, families gather moss from the forest to line the crib. And in Poland, the Christmas feast has 12 courses, one for each apostle. Hay is placed under the table in remembrance of the manger.
Almost every home in Spain features a nativity scene around which family members sing songs and carols. Spanish celebrations begin on Christmas Eve as tiny oil lamps are lit in every house. Church bells ring throughout the towns and villages, calling people to midnight mass. After the service, the streets fill up with people doing a very special dance called the Jota, accompanied by guitars, tambourines, and castanets.
Yeah.
Christ's birth came in the year of a census, where everyone went to his own town to register. And so it was that Joseph left his home in Nazareth and traveled with Mary to Bethlehem, the city of David, because he was a descendant of David.
The role of the traveler is remembered in the rituals of many countries. In Sweden, the eldest daughter in a family wears an evergreen wreath with 7 lighted candles on her head to honor Saint Lucia. According to tradition, Saint Lucia carried food to the early Christians hiding from persecution in dark underground tunnels. To light the way, she wore a wreath of candles on her head. In Ireland, families place candles in the windows on Christmas Eve to help light the way of the Holy Family or any other poor traveler. After the evening meal, the table is set with bread and milk, and the door is left unlocked. As a symbol of hospitality that the family offers to Mary and Joseph.
We too are travelers, as life itself, in a journey that can at times be arduous and winding. But like Mary, who sang the song of joy amidst her difficult circumstances, we too can know joy, a welcome gift for a weary traveler.
Thank you.
joy came first to the lowly shepherds. How curious that it was shepherds who first heard the announcement of the good news. After the proclamation, they hurried off and found Joseph and Mary and the baby who was lying in the manger.
Even today, traditions recognize the importance of those shepherds being the first to hear the news of Christ's birth. For shepherds represent every individual, regardless of profession or birthright. In Greece, the Christmas feast always features Christophosoma, or images that reflect the family's profession. In Ethiopia, children play Gana, a game with hooked staffs in remembrance of the shepherds. And in the West Indies, bands known as parranderas serenade neighborhoods with steel drums, tambourines, and guitars. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, a star appeared in the eastern sky. Wise men from the east followed the star until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the child with his mother, they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. The star that led the wise men to Bethlehem continues to call us. It also brings our gifts of worship to the Christ child. And we have heard this call in a most traditional way of American spirituals, such as behold the star, rise up, shepherd, and follow, and go tell it on the mountain. gave us many of our favorite carols that we sing this time of year, including Joy to the World and O Come All Ye Faithful. May we stand together and sing these carols. On Christmas Day in Syria and Iraq, at the end of the church service, the minister reaches out and touches the nearest member of the congregation with his hand, placing a blessing on him. That person then touches one next to closest to her or him, and this continues until everyone has received the touch of peace. At the conclusion of our program tonight, take a moment to share a touch or a word of peace with another person. We hope this night has been much of peace for you and a touch of peace for you and your family during what can often be a lonely, busy, and stressful season.
Go up on a high mountain. Lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up.
And what better way to is there than to celebrate that good news through the magnificent work of Handel's Messiah? Thank you.